I'm learning from the technology that I've invested in. Now, my budget was $100, as you know. So a few weeks ago, we started looking at the various technologies like my fitness tracker, like my smart scale that allow me to educate myself about my health, to be able to lose some weight inevitably as kind of a side effect of that. And I have consistently, so whenever I tell you how much I've lost, it's only based on consistency. So if I hit 7.6 pounds loss and then I went back to I'm not going to tell you seven, but I've been consistently beyond the 7 pounds mark now this week.
That is awesome.
So another couple pounds since last week, and I've only been doing it for a month, and it's just by educating myself. But part of that, Jeff, is eating a little, eating healthy, but I've cut carbs as much as I can from my diet,
right?
Because I learned about the fact that I'm burning carbs instead of burning fat, and it's working. And it actually is working. So yeah, I did I've been using cauliflower instead of rice. So ground up cauliflower.
Yeah.
It's actually delicious. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and it's like a rice substitute, but there's no carbs. So
good.
But it's just like a plate of vegetable instead of rice.
You can cut up some green onions.
Yeah.
Toss them in there.
Oh yes.
I had pizza last
mushrooms and stuff like that. I'll have pizza once a week. Like I get a cheat day once a week. So I took my daughter for pizza, and we had like a cheese pizza, and that's fun. I also have started, so now I'm at that point where I've kind of not plateaued. I'm still losing weight fairly consistently, but fairly slowly. So one of the things we have a Biggest Loser channel on Discord, and Marshman had mentioned that one of the things I can do to kind of accelerate things is to sustain exercise in such a way that, okay, like if I run up the stairs, my heart rate gets going, but then it settles back down because I'm done. Well, so do things that are going to sustain a little bit more exercise, essentially. So I'm not doing anything out of the ordinary. Like I'm not really changing my life or anything because it's got to be within reason for the way that I live.
Yeah.
But you know, I gave my 12-year-old a piggyback ride while we were at Walmart.
That works.
And I'm looking and I'm like, holy cow, I burned a lot of calories doing that. I actually kind of started to get sore legs from doing that. Cause like he's 12 years old. He's a big guy. And so for him, it was a lot of fun. It was a great time.
Yep.
For me, it was like, this is a great, great way to sustain that kind of heart rate. So that was something. And then I took my youngest, who's 9, I took him skating last night. We found an outdoor skating rink here in Barrie, Ontario. And we strapped on the skates for the first time in a couple of years.
Nice.
And we skated for an hour and 15 minutes or so.
And that, again, was just... It flew by.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was fun. And for him, again, so for the kids, it's like, this is great daddy time.
Mm-hmm.
For dad, it's great dad child time. But also at the same time, I've got that kind of side motive of, hey, I'm doing things with the kids that are...
Yeah.
Trying to get me to be more physically active as a computer geek. I'm planting the seed
for your children that this fun activity stuff is actually fun, right?
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're like, oh, go outside and play and you don't do it yourself, it's not as much fun as if, you know, dad's out there actually playing around.
And I was also surprised, like something like finding an outdoor skating rink that the city maintains. Like they have a Zamboni at their outdoor skating rink. Like this is serious, real deal skating. And it's free.
Which is awesome.
Tax dollars pay for it. So you just go and strap on your skates and go and skate as long as you want. And it's open till 10 p.m. So for me, it was like, this is a really, really cheap outing. Cost us nothing to go out. So that was fantastic. So
see, you're living healthier. I, quite frankly, am just not caring too much right about now, but I will say
I had
a very busy weekend.
Yeah.
And on Saturday and Sunday, my watch rewarded me for beating my daily activity goals. And I was like, yeah, for the win, because I had stuff to do and a house to clean.
There you go.
But it was good. I will say, though, I think my steps are lower today than they were last week. I'm at 1,878 steps. Now, Sasha, you have a competition.
I've got 4,500.
Yeah. I'm at 7,500.
Okay.
So that's lower than last week.
Last week I was in competition.
Well, depends. So did you cheat? Did you end up cheating?
No, I don't cheat.
Well, no, because we had that conversation where you could go like this.
There has been some discussion in Discord on what cheating really is. I play video games and it ups my step count.
You were saying you're using this as a way to maintain, yeah, like I'm doing with the piggyback rides.
Exactly.
Maintain that.
So it doesn't feel like cheating to me.
So no, that's a workout. Did you use activity manipulation to win your contest?
No, I didn't.
No.
Okay. So what did you do this week?
Oh, this week I beat Crimson Fang.
What?
Tell us about it.
Okay.
Is this like a real workout?
Yes. Well, in virtual reality.
I was going to say, you have to clarify, though, what Crimson Fang is.
Okay. So I have an Vive, an HTC Vive, and I play a game called Knockout League. So in that game, there's a series of competitors that you fight against.
Boxing.
I was in a boxing match. And they are tough. They're beasts because they're not based in reality. They can do things that I cannot do.
Oh.
And I was really stuck on Crimson Fang, like, for a long time because she wears this mask. And if you punch too slow, the mask will bite you.
Oh, dear.
And I was... And...
Just like real boxing.
The fight...
Based on reality, the mask bites you.
What? And...
Mike Tyson didn't need a mask.
And the fights last 6 minutes. And oftentimes when I lose like at the 5 minutes and 30 second point. So I can
So you don't have that staying power for the full 6 minute round.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I had to really work myself up to the cardio of a 6 minute fight. I don't understand how they do rounds of this against real competitors. It was intense. Anyway, so my next opponent is going to be a long way off.
So was this like exclusively a cardiovascular kind of like?
Yes.
Like, do you feel it in your?
You feel
like,
it in your everything.
There's no physical interaction, right?
Well, you're holding on to the controllers, right? Not that they have a lot of weight, but you're also like swinging, punching, deking, dodging. So like, it's a full body deal. Like, it's
gotta try this sometime.
You have to try it.
Cool.
How long ago did you build that computer? 2 years ago?
A couple years, yeah.
Weren't we supposed to have like a VR day?
We ought to have
Sasha, let's do that. All right. Next Wednesday.
Die before we get there.
Very cool.
Oh, that's exciting.
So however you decide, I mean, this is for me is part of my kind of New Year's resolution. But my New Year's resolution is really just to educate myself. That's my approach. And I am finding that by educating myself, I'm learning more about how things work and I'm losing weight. I've lost over 7 pounds in the past month, which isn't huge, but for me, I can see it in my face. I can feel it in my body. And I'm excited about, you know, where I'm going to be 6 months from now. I feel like I'll be healthier. Yeah. That's all it's about.
6 months from now.
Yeah. So will I.
7 pounds is huge. Don't be like, it's not huge. That's huge.
It's a great achievement for sure. Yeah. No, and I feel great about it. I'm not downplaying that at all. I'm just like, it's not like I lost 20 pounds in a week. No, like some people do that.
Still,
no,
seven, I'm just 7 pounds.
I haven't done anything other than change just my knowledge.
But that's what, about 4% for you? 7 pounds?
I don't know. Don't make me do math today, Jeff. Please don't.
See, for me, but 7 pounds.
Whatever it is for you, I just encourage you to like check out the technologies that are available. If you've ever had trouble with if it's weight loss or if it's like keeping the New Year's resolution, there's tech that's available, like the fitness tracker, like that scale that is encouraging me by giving me information about like BMI and stuff that I didn't know about before. My metabolic age, I've lost 2 years off my metabolic age. So I'm now 2 years younger, in the past month. So that's huge. So those kinds of things are really good encouragements and they'll help you to be able to achieve the goals just by educating you and helping you to see how the things that you choose to eat and do are affecting your health. So, it's working for me so far. So maybe it will work for you too. Get into, Biggest Loser on our Discord channel. So go on to category5.tv, join our Discord under Interact, and you'll see Biggest Loser there. It's pretty fun.